It's Radio Ravioli here on WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County, 91.9 FM and online WFMU.org. My name's Olivia. I'm here every Monday from 3:01 until 6 p.m. just heard two different songs from Sneaks. One was called Looks Like That from It's a Myth. Before that, it was I Don't Want It off her album, or an EP called the Eva EP. We also heard Decisive Pink before that, which is a duo with Kate Envy, who will be here on Radio Ravioli next week. I'm so excited. And she's also playing a show with Decisive Pink, the duo she's in. I think that's tomorrow night at Union Pool in Brooklyn, if you want to go to it. Should be amazing. The song we heard is called Destiny off the album Dopamine. We also heard Roya with Beautiful and Evil. Roya is Raheel's band. Hamish Kilgour was in it. I don't think he was always in it, but he was in it at first. And she's had so many cool projects that she's been involved in, and she's so talented. I'm very grateful that she was able to come down today and do a live set for us. We also heard Broadcast with Message from Home and 800 Cherries with Every Monday Morning. And we started the set off with I Can't Get No Satisfaction, a cover from Bjork and PJ Harvey, live at the 1994 Brit Awards. Someone posted online the magazine cover that made me think of that cover, featuring PJ Harvey, Bjork, and Terry Amos in 1994 on the cover all together. They all look amazing. And then there's an article, and I can't even read it because I just get annoyed with the language sometimes on old interviews. So sexist. But what I say? It's WFMU. Keep listening and stay tuned. Mark Hurst coming up next. Thank you.
Welcome to another episode of Tectonic. My name is Mark Hurst. I'll be your host for the next hour here on WFMU, Freeform Station of the Nation, live from Jersey City and the great state of New Jersey. And, you know, there are a few great things about New Jersey. I say every week, the great state of New Jersey, WFMU, is one of the great things about New Jersey. And I'm joined tonight by another great thing about New Jersey. Matt Warwick lives in New Jersey, and DJ Matt Warwick is with me this evening. Welcome, Matt.
Hello.
I should say welcome back, because you've been on the show a few times.
A few times. Every couple months, you bring me back in here to make a total fool of myself.
No.
It was about time, let's say.
Well, we spoke a couple of months ago, not on my show, but on your show. It was my great privilege to be a co-host of yours during the recent fundraising marathon, and that was a lot of fun. I was thinking back to that show today as I was prepping for this show, and I was remembering the horn of Mark.
Ah, yes.
Anybody who wants to hear our back and forth about our relative horns, you know. Respective horns.
Yes, our respective horns.
Yes.
The horn of Mark.
Yes, it was not very impressive.
I thought it was a majestic sounding.
Well, the listeners are going to have to go back. I mean, that's a true fan of the station when you're going back to listen to a marathon show.
There's like three people who know what we're talking about.
That's right.
Right.
But that was a lot of fun. Anyway, the point is, I was on your show recently. That was a lot of fun. But it's actually been a while since you've been on Tectonic.
Yeah, I guess it has been a little.
You're always welcome, Matt. You can come down anytime.
I'll be here. Show up.
You can just show up. And Bruce can show up. Olivia, just bring the whole gang. It's going to be a great time. But the reason I wanted to bring you on this evening is because of something you said on your show last week.
Yeah.
Now, for listeners who don't know, who sadly don't know about your show, your outstanding show. It's called Garbage Time, and it's on every Tuesday morning Eastern Time, 9 a.m. to 12 noon. And that means you're going to be on tomorrow morning.
Yeah.
And I have loved Garbage Time for years, much longer than I've been associated with the station. I was a fanboy of yours.
That's wild.
I'm fanboying right here. Matt Warwick. Oh, my goodness. So, listeners, if you haven't heard Matt's show, he runs a tremendous show on Tuesday mornings. You can listen to it. You can also go to the archives at WFMU.org and listen. And I can't summarize your show, but it has so many different aspects to it that I like. But one of the things that you've been doing recently for the last, I don't know how long, year or something, is at about 10:30, you have a conversation almost every week with Olivia.
Yes.
Olivia is, and you come up with a different moniker for her every week.
Yeah.
You're a honey is what
Olivia. My little honey bunny.
Of course, Olivia being the DJ of Radio Ravioli, who we just heard from three minutes ago. And so she comes on most Tuesday mornings around 10:30, and you have some witty conversation about whatever. I mean, do you have a plan going?
Can I just say this? I don't know if there's ever been a Garbage Time that I've had a plan about, let alone, like, the whole thing.
Right.
Let alone a mic break.
Right.
Let alone a mic break with another person.
Okay.
Like, I've never, ever remotely been like, hey, let's talk about this today.
Right.
No, it's like, it's always just, like, right now. Right. I don't know what I'm talking about.
That's one of your catchphrases, too.
not on purpose.
Right. Listeners are getting a really good introduction to Matt Warwick right now if they haven't heard your show before. But anyway, last Tuesday, this is all the setup. Last Tuesday, you had this extended mic break with Olivia. You're talking about whatever. You're talking about kinds of drums, which is a theme for the last few weeks. You've been telling her about tom-toms and timpanis and things. I like your description of the snare. I used to be in band.
Oh, so you know all about the snare.
I was a trumpet player also.
Oh.
You were a trumpet player.
Yes.
So anyway.
Now I never play, but yeah.
Right. But anyway, you were talking about different things, and then she brings up the comment board. Of course, we have a live listener comment board for every show, and it's on right now. If you want to join in at WFMU.org, just click playlists and comments, and you can see the Tectonic comment board. But there's a Garbage Time comment board, that you had recently been using an AI chatbot.
Yes.
And so I don't want to say much more than that because I actually want to play an excerpt of that mic break. You knew I was going to do this.
Of course I did.
All right. So this is last Tuesday, May 9, 2023, at about 10:50. It's almost 2 hours into your show, speaking with Olivia about the comment board. Let's just take a listen. Mm-hmm. And this is about 3 minutes long, but listeners will see where I'm going with this.
Jiggly.
Have you been commenting? Do you still use your little friend, AI friend?
No, you have to pay for it now. My free robot turned into a not free robot, and I lost a friend over it. Which
Man.
Is kind of sad.
It's what I always say, this like 2 week period, golden age of AI.
There's always a golden age of everything, right? When everything was either free or cheap or better or whatever. So there'll be a new thing. I don't know what the new thing will be that I catch on, maybe like the end of the golden era.
Well, I think it's this thing that Mark was talking about on his show yesterday.
What?
They can read our minds now. Technology
that's
can read
perfect.
Our minds. Yeah.
So I'll be on
the opposite reaction.
I'll be on the free zone, free version of that, and then they'll make me pay for it, and I'll stop doing it. Whatever. You know, at this point, I honestly don't care anymore. Whatever. Take my thoughts and show them to me so I can see them. I don't care. And then you can use them for whatever. You can send me the ads that you think I would want. I don't care. I'm probably going to ignore the ads anyway. So whatever.
You know that you're making Mark Hurst's blood like boil. Like his heart rate is faster right
it's
now.
It's okay. I'm just talking for myself. Listen, I'm against it in a way, I suppose.
In a way.
I also just don't care. Take my thoughts and show me free things. That's all I care about now. Please.
Take my thoughts and show me free things.
If it means I can, I don't know. I don't know what the value of taking my thoughts would be, but sure, go ahead, have them.
I don't know. I don't want my thoughts taken. We have to agree to disagree on that.
I don't know if I really want it either, to be honest. But
taken.
I don't know. But also, like
some thoughts are meant to just be thoughts.
I don't think listen, without hearing the episode or what the technology is, it's probably not stealing your thoughts like directly from your brain. Like, I'm thinking about a mango. It's probably like, ooh, I was thinking about a mango, actually.
What are you talking about?
I don't know. I was thinking about...
I think you should listen back to the episode.
What?
Required listening.
To Mark's show?
Yeah, we'll listen to it later.
I don't know. I don't want to learn something. Ugh. Ugh. Learning. My brain's on overdrive as it is. I can't put new thoughts in.
Nah, no new thoughts.
No new thoughts.
Only old thoughts.
Old thoughts. Kind of sounds like I'm saying old thoughts. Like thought.
Like T-H-O-T?
Yeah, T-H. Like, what does that even mean?
Okay.
I hate when you throw my own words against me.
You're
making me listen to myself.
I found that very endearing and amusing. Okay, first of all, of course Olivia was joking. It didn't make my blood boil. I was flattered that that either one of you would bring up my show on Garbage Time. But I did have a thought as I was listening to that. That we probably could have a good conversation about these devices that are coming out because, and some listeners know this if they listened to last week's show, but last week's show, I ran an interview with a Duke Law professor named Nita Farahany.
Mm-hmm.
I have the book right here. You're seeing
it. Yeah,
she wrote a book called The Battle for Your Brain, Defending the Right to Think Freely in the Age of Neurotechnology, and we had this good conversation about the kinds of devices that are coming out. Some of them are already in the market now, others are being planned, and what that means to our, as she says, the freedom to think freely, what is it? The right to think freely. Mm-hmm. Cognitive liberty is how she puts it. And both of us, both Nita and I in that interview agreed that it's not a great idea to have these devices out there that are reading people's brain states or even in some research labs now, the actual thoughts that people are having and turning their thoughts into text.
Uh-huh.
But when I heard your mic break with Olivia, you had a very different point of view.
Uh-huh.
Take my thoughts, you said. So I wanted, uh-huh. because here's the thing. These things are coming. I know in the show description I said, you know, try to convince Matt not to get a brain chip. This is, we're not even talking about brain chips. They're, uh-huh. you know, drilling a hole in your skull.
Yeah, they don't even need it anymore.
They don't even need that. They yeah. can get it from what's called
this,
FM.
Can I just say right
yeah, please,
away?
Please.
Already a plus. Because I was a little nervous about having to get the chip. So now that they can bypass the chip insertion.
Yeah.
And they can just do whatever they need to do with the brain without surgery.
Yeah.
Already a plus.
Already a plus. So you're already in favor
Check.
Of this. All right. Can I just play something for you?
Yeah. It's almost like you read my thoughts before. You already knew I was going to say something that needed that.
And I think you recognize where that disappointed sigh was coming from.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Olivia.
All right, so you're saying it's already a plus. Well, I'll actually...
Well, compared to the alternative.
Okay, you know what? I'm going to agree with you on that one.
Yeah.
Matt, all kidding aside, it's better not to have a hole in your skull.
Yeah.
But then you have to think, what is the thing that they're putting on your head? This EEG reading device that mm-hmm. reads brainwaves, or an fMRI device that is going to actually read, you know, it's probably not head-mounted yet, but uh-huh. at some point they're uh-huh. going to be using other kinds of technology that can read not just brainwaves, but other sorts of infrared signals coming off of your brain. And they, with enough training data, they can figure out what it is that you're thinking.
Oh, man.
Moment to moment.
I'll be honest with you. This sounds like a dream. In some ways. Hold on. Let me
Please
Let me
explain
take a
yourself.
Step back.
Explain yourself.
To be completely honest with you, I can barely know what I'm thinking about
right.
when I'm thinking about it.
Yeah.
It's like this. This is my brain.
Right.
Always.
Right.
And then I'm like, wait, what was I thinking about? Yes. And then I'm like, oh, wait, I wasn't thinking about that. I was thinking about this. And then I realize these are all new thoughts. Much like this sentence I'm creating. That's how my brain is.
Right.
If there's a machine that can tell me what I'm like, what was that thought I just thought?
Yeah.
I might want that.
Okay. So let me just echo back what I heard from you. So uh-huh. you have a very active brain. It's mm-hmm. coming up with lots of different thoughts. And maybe if I'm going to fill in some gaps there.
Uh-huh.
Tell me if I'm wrong, but you're saying maybe if you could have a thought to text translator and it would give you a log of all
yeah.
the different thoughts you had,
oh,
then you
actually,
could go back and review that and say, hey, you know, that was a pretty good thought back there.
Yeah.
Because, and I bring this up, Matt, because
yeah.
there's a story in the New York Times. There's actually several stories. I brought up a couple of them last week, but this is one I didn't bring up. It was from May 1st in the New York Times. The headline is AI is getting better at mind reading.
Mm-hmm.
And so in a lab, I think this was at UT Austin, I believe, there were researchers recently who used fMRI, functional MRI images, and of people's brains to turn those images into words,
mm-hmm.
individual words, and then whole phrases. So here's what they did. They had participants. So the participants are wearing a happy
yeah.
helmet. Okay?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They have the participants listen to a recording of some spoken word text. You know, just someone saying a sentence,
uh-huh.
and then they use the machine to watch how their brain lights up as they're listening to
okay.
that. And then they decode those signals from the brain to see what the fMRI decoder came back with in terms of words. So in other words, someone, let's say I was listening to someone speak in headphones and you couldn't hear, but you had a little
device,
you were controlling a device that was on my skull.
Yeah.
You could figure out to some extent what it was that I was listening to. So here's an example.
Okay.
The original transcript of the person speaking through the headphones, it was, I got up from the air mattress and pressed my face against the glass of the bedroom window, expecting to see eyes staring back at me, but instead only finding darkness. Okay, so it's kind of a long sentence. Yeah. Here's what it came back with from the fMRI machine. I just continued to walk up to the window and open the glass. I stood on my toes and peered out. I didn't see anything and looked up again. I saw nothing. Now, that's crazy. That's mind reading.
Crazy.
That's mind reading.
Yeah.
And so you can imagine, taking this a step further, Matt, that there could be a device in the not-too-distant future that you put on, non-invasive, no hole in your skull. It's, you know, like these headphones or something, and it's reading your brainwaves or doing whatever scan of your what's between your ears.
It's
actually possible it could be giving a text log of each thought as it comes to mind.
That is pretty terrifying in many ways.
Okay, thank goodness. We're getting somewhere.
In many ways. Okay. But also incredibly impressive.
Oh, I'm going to agree with you there. Technologically, that's very...
I can't figure out myself which side I'm on.
Well, it can be impressive and terrifying.
Yeah.
Many things I cover on this show, to me, are both impressive and terrifying.
Yeah, but
I don't... That doesn't mean I want to have anything to do with them.
Yeah.
You know, the Facebook algorithm is kind of impressive in a technical way.
Yeah.
In how one algorithm can wreak so much destruction on society.
Yeah.
Impressive in an evil genius sort of way, but that doesn't mean I want to use it.
Very true. But this is the big question is it's the technology itself. When it really comes back to
help me
everything.
Help me.
What is in it for me?
Okay.
That's really what it is. Because listen. Of course I'm not going to wear this space helmet or whatever, or brain device.
Yeah.
For no reason. Like, why do I don't want.
Right.
There has to be something in it for me. Okay. There has to be some, if you're going to take my thoughts.
Right.
I want to get something in return. Now, right now it doesn't sound like there's anything in return
for me. Well, you said on the clip that we just played last Tuesday, just give me a coupon. For wearing the brain.
Well, it depends on what the coupon's for.
Come on, Matt. Come on, Matt.
I'm sorry, Olivia. What is it for? What is the coupon for?
Come on, Matt.
I mean, it can't, I'm... It hurts that you're using Olivia's voice against me.
It's not against you.
It is against
me. We're encouraging you, Matt. Come on. A coupon?
Well, what's it for?
I can't believe
Give
you
me
even
an example.
Say that.
It's
a coupon.
It's not black and white for me. Everything is gray.
You know what a coupon is? It's a little thing that you exchange for
what
do you want,
coupons,
a pint of ice cream or something?
That sounds pretty good. But some coupons are better than others. A coupon for 10% off, it's okay. But a coupon for, like, buy one, get one free, that's pretty good.
Come on, man.
It's the truth, Olivia. You can't. Come on. You know, buy one, get one free is better than 10%. So what I'm saying is, it really depends on what I'm getting in return.
All right. So if it's 10% off...
That's not good enough.
But what if it's
my thoughts are important to me.
50% off.
Now we're getting somewhere.
Okay. Now what if they say you? In all seriousness, Matt, what if they say you put on the happy helmet? It's purely for your own good. You understand? We're gonna take your brain data and we may sell it off to some third parties. But
whatever.
Yeah, don't worry about that. Yeah. The important thing is your insurance is gonna go down by $50 a month. This is not a coupon.
Not good enough.
Okay. We're just going to go back to a pint of ice cream then.
That actually sounds pretty good. And how often do I get a pint of ice cream?
That's true.
I mean...
Insurance sounds boring, I'm guessing, right?
Very... No. That's not exciting enough for me to be wearing this happy helmet.
Right.
How big is the helmet?
And not very big. In fact, there's... You looked... I love the tilt of your head when you said that. Huh.
Well, in my head, I'm thinking a gigantic helmet.
It's a small helmet. I like the cut of his jib. It's a small helmet.
If I can get it to look like a bucket hat, it'd be perfect.
Well, there are, no kidding, there are devices coming out where there are brainwave readers that are being built into earbuds, you know, like AirPod-type deals, and even in the soft cushions of headphones. So what happens when you get some new headphones and they say, by the way, this comes enhanced with AI. This is going to read your health data from your brain. Don't you want that?
Again.
That what's in it for you is they're going to be telling you, if you wear the new AirPods they're going to monitor your health in some way. They're going to check for...
That's too not specific enough.
They're going to check for how awake you are and how enthusiastic you are for different things. And they can check for early onset dementia and a whole host of neurological diseases. They can check for bad things, and they can also monitor the good things. There's a whole portfolio of health benefits coming to you if you'll just put on the happy helmet in the form of these new AirPods.
See, I think for some people that might be enough. For me, that's not enough to wear a new hat.
You're really about the coupons.
I like free stuff.
That was one of the first conversations you and I ever had at the station.
I've been this way my whole life.
I'm getting to know you better right now.
I don't know if I've told this story before to you, but I found an old website. When I was in sixth grade, I made myself a website on GeoCities, which was like part of Yahoo.
Of course.
Right? And the whole thing was I was going to make this great page. It was called Madhouse. Right?
Madhouse. I like the name.
And I found Madhouse in like the Wayback Machine or whatever. And the whole page, it's like, you know, it's lots of things. I love video games. It's all video games, wrestling and blah, blah, blah. But throughout the whole page, it was covered in like, click here and you'll get whatever. Like just, and it was, I remember, it made me remember like what it was. Anytime someone clicked it, I got a penny or like something like that. It was like, if I got enough clicks, I would get like 10 cents, whatever. And I just thought, like, I got to make this page popular so I can get this money for nothing. I've always been like this. And I've never been successful. But I'm still going at it.
Still going at it strong. You have a streak of not being successful since you were what age with GeoCities?
I must have been 11 or 12.
So that was 20 years ago.
Yeah.
But you still have hope that it's going to... Things are going to break your way.
I wouldn't call it hope.
Okay.
I just can't help myself.
Well, I remember, longtime listeners will remember this, that one of the first times I came to the station or one of my first shows or something, we're all sitting around on the third floor, and you had a box of Cracker Jacks.
Yep.
And you said, look what I got out of this box of Cracker Jacks. And it was a download code for this rando, completely sketchy mobile app called Blipr.
Yes.
And it was a free app, but who knows what kind of surveillance and malware was putting on your phone. But you loved it. And then there was the one that was, you'll remember the name, but it was click if you think it's going to be blue or red.
It was just called blue and gold or
something like that. If you guessed the right one, you would get like a tenth of a cent.
Yeah.
And you and you would play that for hours, you said. And you, what did you make it up to, $1.50 or something?
I don't ever think I got to a dollar.
Oh, okay.
You had to have like a $20 minimum.
Okay.
I never even got close.
Well, this is helping me understand. I'm getting to know you better on air. This is nice. You're really, I mean, if I gave you $200 discount a month on something boring like insurance, you'd... You're looking off in the distance like
not exciting.
But if I said I'm going to give you a free pint of ice cream, flavor of your choice, every week, but you have to wear the happy helmet the whole time.
It depends on what the helmet looks like.
You know what? Let me play. I want to play an audio excerpt. This is only 2 minutes, okay? This is Nita Farahany. She spoke at Davos, that very fancy conference in Switzerland.
Yes.
A few months ago.
I know all about this.
Come on. World Economic Forum, Klaus Schwab.
Man, you know this stuff I'm into.
Yeah. So anyway.
Hatsume Miku.
Okay. So actually.
You know who Hatsume Miku
yes,
is?
Yes, of course.
It's my new obsession.
New? I mean, she's...
The hologram
has been around for
a while. I did not know.
And did you know that there... We'll get back to Hatsume
That's
Miku.
That's another rabbit hole.
I want to bring that up because there's a connection point to the happy helmet. Anyway, from a... Let's just say it's a fancy business conference business and government conference a few months ago. My guest last week happened to speak at this fancy conference, mm-hmm. and she said a few things that I wanted to play because it's relevant to our conversation. So here's Nita Farahany at Davos earlier this year.
The newest way to monitor attention is through a device like this one. These are ear pods that are launching later this year. These ear pods, much like the video you watched earlier, are ear pods that can pick up brainwave activity and tell whether or not a person is paying attention or their mind is wandering. Okay, well, you might think, fine, but even if we can tell whether a person is paying attention or their mind is wandering, you can't tell what they're paying attention to. You would be wrong. It turns out that you can not only tell whether a person is paying attention or their mind is wandering, but you can discriminate between the kinds of things that they're paying attention to. Whether they're doing something like central tasks, like programming, peripheral tasks, like writing documentation, or unrelated tasks, like surfing social media or online browsing. When you combine brainwave activity together with other forms of software and surveillance technology, the power becomes quite precise. So what do we do with this? What do we do with technology that enables us to monitor brainwave activity for attention? Do we embrace it? Do we resist it? I believe that there is a pathway forward with such technology, but it's putting it in the hands of employees, enabling them to use it for themselves as a choice, whether or not they want to focus, whether or not they want the technology in order to improve their own performance, but not using it as a measure of their brain metrics to decide whether to fire them, hire them, or to watch for their lagging cognitive decline over time and using it as a way to discriminate against them. We might soon even use the technology to help people wake back up. This is a haptic scarf that MIT Media Lab has developed, which uses brainwave technology in a responsive way to give a person a little buzz, literally, when their mind starts to wander, to help them refocus and hone their attention.
Okay, so that's Nita Farahany at Davos earlier this year. Yeah. And she said a couple of things. One is that the new devices that are being launched, look, you asked what they look like. I wanted to play this. They mm-hmm. look like AirPods. She called them EarPods. So they're not actually Apple devices. But you can see in the video what they look like. They look like wireless earbuds. Mm-hmm. So that's what these look like. And they'll say, mm-hmm. these are earbuds like any other. You can listen to your music or whatever. This just happens to have a little happy helmet device built in where we're reading your brainwaves purely for your health benefit. Mm-hmm. But then the next thing she said is that these things are getting very accurate in feeding data about if you're paying attention and what you're paying attention to. So now let me paint a picture for you, Matt. It wouldn't happen here at WFMU, but imagine some other place of employment where you're working at a desk and the boss comes to you and the other employees one day and says, everyone now needs to wear these little happy helmet AirPods from now on.
Yeah.
Because we need to see who's doing good work and who's goofing off during the day.
Yeah.
And I'm going to be in my office watching your brain data. And if your data dips below a certain threshold, you're out. In fact, I'm going to get an AI bot to fire you automatically, which is what they do at Amazon now with their warehouse workers. They have AI bots firing people without any human interaction. So that system is already built out. And they're going to say, You must wear the happy helmet or you're fired immediately. And while you wear the happy helmet, you need to keep your attention on work or else. And I will know what you're paying attention to. And by the way, when you have the happy helmet on, the boss comes out and says, I have a new joke or I have a new product launch or we're going to have a party on Friday. You know, he or she, the boss, is going to be watching everyone's brainwave activity to see what their real reaction is, even though they pretend to love all the mm-hmm. ideas. And anyone who's not truly reacting enthusiastically enough, they can be fired, again, by the AI bot who will do it automatically.
Mm-hmm.
So if that's the situation, again, I'm not painting it for you because you work here.
Yeah,
and they're not going to, no one's going to do
I'll
this
never
here.
Be working at a place.
I know. So this isn't for you.
Oh, that high up.
Right.
I was going to say, I won't choose to. No, it's just, I think my ship has sailed on jobs like that.
But just imagine people out there. I'm sure you have friends or family who work in offices, and you have some empathy for whatever their situation is. What do you think about this technology that it could proliferate like that and be used against employees in an employment situation?
Oh, I mean, it's terrible.
Yeah.
It all starts for me, like I said. This whole thing with I'm talking about, it's usually just about me.
Right.
Right? It's really very selfish.
Right, right, right.
Right? But this scenario you're saying is like exactly what I would never want.
Right.
Right? It's like, one, there really is no, there is nothing in it for me. I don't want to be more productive. So why would I want to wear this? Right? So already, no. Okay. Get out of here.
Right.
I don't want to work more. Oh, less.
Jeez. Matt, should I hit the dump button on that? I mean.
I'm saying, who wants to be more productive? Is that right?
I'm going to vouch for you. You're already very, very productive.
So, who wants to be?
Yeah, okay.
Come on.
Okay.
So already, I don't need this thing.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's just another way for people to watch you.
Right.
And especially employers. I mean, yeah, no, zero, zero. Stars.
Zero interest in that. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, let me
bring
it.
And it's terrible,
and people are going to be exploited and so on. And, you know, all respect to Nita Farahany, I'll say basically what I told her last week, which is, these devices should be for employees to use themselves. But you know the trajectory of these things. When they get launched by these big tech firms, the employees will have no power. Oh, there's Bruce. It's a Bruce break. Hey, Bruce. How are you? Hey, Bruce.
This is
Matt and Olivia's dog. Okay,
hey,
go on.
Hey, bud. Go on now.
All right. Just a little family visit. Anyway, where was I headed with this? You know that these devices are not going to be for the benefit of the employees.
Yeah.
Okay. So we have established that these are terrible in that situation. Now let me bring it back to what you were saying at the beginning of the show. Just for your own purposes, if you could get a pint of ice cream and so on, that in a narrowly defined context, which I think is fair, this is what I would like, and it would be fine to wear this, and you'd get a log of your thoughts. And if that was the only deal, then it would be interesting to you. But now let me join these two contexts, okay? The world of Matt getting free ice cream every week.
Yeah.
Joins with a dystopian employment situation for your friends and family in the following way. As you use this, you are normalizing this device. People see you wearing it. And you say, well, I'm getting it for the ice cream. All they see is that you're wearing it. And so when the boss comes and they say, everyone needs to put on the happy helmet, they go, well, at least I saw Matt Warwick wearing one. He seemed okay with it. You wield a lot of influence.
I don't know about that.
Well, I'm just saying,
What you're saying, that in general,
as people wear these things,
it's normalizing
is normalizing it for everyone else.
Yeah.
And then it's going to turn into an exploitative tool that's going to be harming people. So why not go ahead and tell the world right now, Matt Warwick, you're not going to put on the happy helmet?
I have to get to that bridge when I get to that bridge, I suppose.
Come on.
I can't make a definitive answer to that right now.
Well, I was trying to make a really solid case here in this hour that we have together.
Yeah.
That I can understand. I'm trying to say I can understand some things you're saying, but do you see where it leads?
100%.
Okay, so why not go ahead and swear it off now?
Because you're ignoring the big thing.
Okay, tell me what the big thing
is. I get a free pint of ice cream every single week. And I'm just trying to get through life eating as much free ice cream as I can have, honestly. I mean, the ice cream is a metaphor. I'm just saying. Like, I understand what you're saying. And I agree with you on so many of these points.
Right.
But I am but one person. Right? And I am truly just trying to get through life.
All right. All right.
Ignoring the ice cream.
Right.
I am just not, I can't say I would never use something.
Right.
Without really having the thing and I would be using it for.
You need to see it up close a little bit.
Yeah, I need to know what I'm getting from and what it will do. But yeah, exploited is terrible.
Yeah, of course. Well, you and I are in agreement on most of that.
most of it.
But I can already see where it's leading, and so I can already say no thank you to any offers of any kind of brain reading device.
Mm-hmm.
Invasive or non-invasive, that's going to be on my or my family's skulls. Just no. The answer is no.
In the skulls.
Okay, so we're going to get to in the skulls in a second. There was one other thing that Nita Farahany said.
Okay.
And so this is my last ditch effort to pitch you on saying no to these non-invasive things. Invasive is much worse, but let's just stick with non-invasive.
Mm-hmm.
She said one final thing in that little excerpt I played a minute ago, which is that the MIT Media Lab has come up with this thing that will give you feedback, haptic, that is to say physical feeling oriented feedback, when your brain levels dip below a certain point. And so just like in the dystopia where I said maybe the boss will fire you if you didn't like his joke enough or something, the MIT Media Lab has already come up with a prototype scarf that if your attention levels go below a certain threshold, it gives you what she calls a little buzz. Now, you know where that leads, Matt. You know where that leads. It really is the happy helmet from Ren and Stimpy. If you think the wrong thoughts, if you think depressive thoughts or if you think thoughts that are not enthusiastic enough for the people in charge, you get a little buzz, or maybe something a little more than a little buzz,
mm-hmm.
maybe a little shock. And you'll learn soon to keep your thoughts in control or to allow those in power to determine what your thoughts should be. And you will corral them for their wishes so that you can avoid the shocks. This is my last pitch to you.
Yeah.
This is where the ice cream, that mm-hmm. is to say the metaphorical carrot, turns into the stick, which is a shock.
Yeah.
And the technology is already prototyped right now to complete that feedback loop, to read your brain state and to give you an uncomfortable physical sensation if you do not obey the algorithm that was set up by the people in power.
Mm-hmm.
I know. You're thinking. So tell me what your reaction is.
So you're asking me if I...
Don't you want to say no to this technology now before it turns into a shock collar that's attached to your brain waves?
Seven, making it harder.
Yeah.
I guess it depends on how bad the shock is. Like, is it a vibrate? Is it electricity? Does it hurt? Is it annoying?
All right, so it's really on what kind of shock it is.
I cannot make...
Matt, listen to what you're saying.
I can't make these decisions based off just this.
Yeah.
Is what I'll say.
Okay.
But I will say that does sound kind of weird.
Okay.
I'm trying to think of a scenario where I'm wearing a shock collar.
Well, it wouldn't happen right away.
Yeah.
I can guarantee it would start with 3 pints of ice cream.
Nice.
See? You're licking your lips. You literally licked your lips.
I can't help it.
Soundboard Olivia, what do you say to that?
Obviously, I'm against this. You know this. I don't want people getting shocked for thinking the wrong thing.
Okay.
All right.
You're on the right track. You're on the right track.
Right out the gate.
Logical conclusion of this technology.
Yeah.
Great.
I am.
So let's just back it up.
But I'm strictly talking about myself here. Strictly.
Yeah.
I don't think it's good that people are going to get shocked.
Uh-huh.
For having the wrong thought, especially at work.
Right.
At home, whatever. But at work, come on.
Yeah.
Grow up.
Right.
Come up with another idea. But in my case,
right,
if we're just talking about this ice cream scenario.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know. Right. Wait. I don't. Okay. There's a lot of things. I don't like being told what to do.
Yeah.
So I already don't. I don't like, like. But again, I can't picture. But that changes the whole thing.
Right.
If I have to wear this collar to keep my thoughts right.
Right.
So I can get free ice cream.
Right.
It's not really free ice cream
anymore. Well, you understand the free ice cream goes away. They say now that we have you wearing this 24/7, you're no longer getting free ice cream.
Yeah.
Now it's just the stick. Now we're going to be
monitoring. But I can't take off the stick?
Well, here's the thing. Do you carry a smartphone around?
I do.
Okay.
But that's different.
Let me tell you where I'm headed with this.
Yeah.
When smartphones first came out, the early adopters said, this is so cool. I mean, you could use a flip phone, but the smartphone is so impressive and it's so convenient and has all these apps mm-hmm. like Blipr. And you get to do all sorts of things with a smartphone. And so, sure, use your flip phone if you want, but really you should upgrade to a smartphone.
Mm-hmm.
And so the pitch was, your life is going to get so much better with a smartphone.
Well, it did.
And then when everyone got one,
uh-huh.
then they started saying, in order to read the menu at this restaurant, you have to have a smartphone. In order to check in to this airline, we strongly recommend that you use a smartphone. And so it's becoming mandatory, practically, mm-hmm. in order to function in this society, that you have to drag around this handheld surveillance device with you at all times that mm-hmm. has who knows how many zero-day exploits. We talked about Pegasus malware, spyware a few weeks ago. It could be listening in to your microphone at all hours without you knowing. There's all sorts of security and privacy issues with these smartphones. But now they're required. And mm-hmm. so now the conversation in tech is not so much about all the amazing benefits of smartphones. We kind of understand what apps we use, whatever. Now it's like, how do you guard against all of the downsides that we've learned that these smartphones have coming with them? And that's what's going to happen with these little earbuds. When they first come out, they're going to say, it's all benefits. It's all upsides.
It's all ice cream.
All ice cream. We're going to give you metaphorical ice cream all the time.
And then when
they get everybody wearing these stupid brain surveillance devices, then they're going to say, oh, well, if you're applying for a job here, we need the last 6 months of your brain data from your happy helmet.
Mm.
Or else, I'm really sorry, but, you know, our algorithm only takes online resumes from people with brain data from a happy helmet. It's kind of the same way that they say, we need to see your social media history or, you know, scan this QR code in order to do whatever in order to function in society. Now it's becoming a requirement. Mark my words, Matt.
I believe you.
This happy helmet is gonna have the same trajectory.
I guess my thing with the happy helmet, right?
Yeah.
Is the ice cream doesn't look tasty enough at the moment.
Yeah.
Right? Because right now,
yeah,
there is no reason for me to really want this.
Yeah.
Truly. Like there is no right out the gate. Like everyone is going to want this thing.
Right.
You know, they're going to have, there's going to be people who want that, right?
A few early
health benefits and whatever. Cool.
Sorry to interrupt, Matt. What is it that I see around your wrist?
Oh, yeah. You knew I had this.
Just tell the listeners what I'm looking at.
I have a Fitbit on.
Okay. So, and do you know who owns Fitbit?
Who cares?
All right. Hold on.
Probably Google, if I had to guess.
Yeah.
Am I right?
Who cares? Yes, it's Google.
Whatever. They already have everything.
From
me, anyway.
All right. I'm just stretching here.
I'm just talking for myself,
okay,
man.
I'm just... Can I tell you something?
Uh-huh.
You've been saying this whole time, I need to see it. I need to... I'll see when it comes. I'll evaluate the benefits. Maybe I won't put it on. Matt.
Mm-hmm.
This is the twist in the horror movie. Where the
twist!
The monster's inside the house.
Uh-huh.
You're already wearing a happy helmet. Yeah. Because they're working on technology now, they being big tech, to look at the biometric data that comes off of this wrist-worn surveillance device that you have and be able to infer your brain state from that.
Mm-hmm.
They're working on it.
Yeah.
They need more training data. They need to rev the little horrific little device a few more times. But they're getting there. So even if you don't put in the earbuds just quite yet,
yeah,
you're already in their ecosystem to be giving them your moment-to-moment biometrics, which can start normalizing along the path that we've been talking about. Mm. You're already there. Are you getting lots of ice cream, metaphorically, from your wrist-worn surveillance device?
I do use it a lot.
What do you use it for?
To remind me I'm lazy.
I don't know. It's kind of listeners, true. I wish I had 10 more soundboard items. Why did I only get 3?
Hold on.
Come on, man.
There we go. Yeah.
Listen, man. You got me.
Yeah.
All right? You did get me.
Okay.
But this is
Are
the
you
thing
gonna
that,
take it off now?
No. This is the thing though. What did I tell you a couple minutes ago?
Please.
I am used to losing.
Oh, come on, Matt.
This is it.
Don't give me
just
that.
Just add it to the pile.
No, don't give me that. You are an accomplished and intelligent young man.
Sometimes.
All the time.
Maybe. But listen.
And you run an amazing show. I mean, anyone can listen to your show. And your singing talent, your oratory talent.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, come on. Don't give me the losing thing.
No, I just mean, they got me.
All right.
That's what everyone else to say.
All right. we have about 8 minutes left before I do the closing, and then Dave Mandel's going to come on with It's Complicated, his prog rock show, which is always amazing. By the way, if you're just tuning in, I should have told people you're listening to Tectonic on WFMU. I'm speaking with DJ Matt Warwick, host of Garbage Time, which is going to be live tomorrow morning, Tuesday Eastern Time, 9 a.m. to 12 noon, right here on WFMU. And we've been talking about mind-reading devices, non-invasive. Let's just talk for 1 minute.
Mm-hmm.
And then I want to get to, I have two other questions for you, but real quick. Invasive means they drill a hole in your skull and they put a chip in.
I don't want that.
Why not?
There's no ice cream good enough for that.
Yeah, but you're going to be able to see your email and Instagram and stuff right in front of your eyes.
Email.
Okay, what's your favorite
TikTok.
Social media?
It's the best one. Best one.
Now you're starting to get me. Okay. The worst one. All right.
Worst in what way?
Where do I start with you, Matt?
And don't talk about surveillance. How is it the worst one?
I don't even have time. The feedback loop and the dopamine hits come every 20 seconds.
That's what I want, baby. this is the thing, Mark. Just because we don't want the same thing doesn't mean I, to be honest, I don't know where I'm going with that.
Okay,
sentence. Good.
All right, can just put a period on the end. That's fine. Just because. You can just end it there.
Just because.
Okay, fine. Two. Uh-huh. What's your latest favorite app?
Oh.
Where's the reverb? I should turn on the reverb for you.
It's a game.
Can I turn this on? Can I try that?
What?
Do the oh ho ho.
Yes.
That's a very Matt Warwick. You're going to hear a lot of reverb tomorrow morning. Everyone should tune into his show. All right, so what's your favorite app?
It's a game that I've gotten obsessed with. It's just it's called Colorful Stage, featuring Hatsune Miku.
Oh, that's the you told me about a different one.
Oh, what was the other one?
It was some new scam app that you've fallen into.
Scam app?
Yeah, I can't even remember.
I don't know.
I'll look it up later. But that was my third question. Hatsune Miku. So we have a couple minutes. So
okay.
Hatsune Miku is this virtual pop star from Japan.
Yes.
And I can't say who does this or who does that because there is no human being.
Yes.
It's a completely digitally created character who sings and dances, and they have concerts in arenas. Some of them even
it's
in the U.S.
more complicated than that.
That's what I've gotten obsessed with. A hologram of this digital character, and people bring their what do you call these?
Glow sticks.
Glow sticks, and they're singing along. And then there's an audience interaction where a part where you can upload your own dance to the server, and they may choose.
So you're actually telling me things I didn't know.
Yeah. So tell me, and there's more I can tell you, but there's something else I want to say about Hatsune Miku. But tell me about this app. And
Do you know Gacha? Gacha?
No. What's
it's
Gacha?
Like? It's kind of like a mystery thing, right? Like you put money.
I know what you mean. Yeah, we were just in Japan.
Gacha machines. They have gacha machines.
Yeah, it's you put in a couple of 100 yen piece of coins.
Yeah.
And out comes it's in the grocery stores when I was a kid, we had those for 25 cents. A little thing would come out, and it's like a little plastic bubble that you can unscrew, and you get a little toy inside.
Yeah, no, I grew up with those too.
But Japan has like 10,000 of them.
Yeah,
so, and they're everywhere, and they're really
gacha
fun.
Machines. Yeah. I think I might not be pronouncing it right, but they also have that. And usually the whole thing is like it's a gamble. It's gambling, right? So, but there's always like a chase, right? So whatever you do, there's always the one you want.
It's either gachapon or gachapon.
There's games that are very similar to this. It's like
I see.
That's what this is in. What the style of game it is, right? But it's really just like Dance Dance Revolution for your thumbs.
Oh, this is the one you told me about.
But
Hatsune Miku is what, singing and dancing? How does Hatsune Miku show up in this app?
She's just all over it. So I've known Hatsune Miku for a while, but it wasn't until recently that I actually was like, what is Hatsune Miku? I don't quite understand. Yeah. I know they're like a digital pop star. I know Vocaloid music. I actually am obsessed with it. But I'm like, what is that? So I looked it up, and created by Yamaha.
Really?
Yes. Yamaha made a series of things called Vocaloids.
Oh, right.
That is just like digital singing, and anyone can use it. Like you could buy the hot. So they made this pop star Hatsune Miku, right?
Right.
And they made others. But she was the first one. Yeah. She became wildly popular. But the whole idea was that people, they wanted it to be like professional musicians would use Hatsune Miku and make songs with her. But it kind of became more popular with not professional musicians. But whatever.
There is audience interaction where you can program a dance for Hatsune Miku.
Well, you can make.
You may see it on stage at the big arena.
You can also make music. Like there's all sorts of like I don't know 100% how it works, but I could do something with it.
You could. Yeah. I'd be interested to see what you come up with. Just don't take it as far as some guys have taken it.
I know.
There's a guy.
I'm just obsessed with the music.
I saw that this is actually a couple years ago. There was a guy who had a wedding ceremony. He married Hatsune Miku. And
wow!
Yes,
that's
and you should look
impressive.
It up. And had a wedding ceremony. His parents were not very happy that he was marrying a branded virtual character as his wife. And it shows him at home. And I think this is for real. I mean, it's hard to believe, but there is a little screen that he comes in when he comes in from work, and there's a tiny LED screen, and there's a little figure of Hatsune Miku. And it says, "How was work today, honey?" And he has a little chatbot.
That's his ice cream.
And
he found his ice cream, is what I say.
And once again, what does that normalize? And what does that do if everyone's marrying virtual characters owned by
corporation? Is the world has gotten really wild.
It has. Well,
there's something impressive about it.
You have helped shed light.
I don't even want to look at your comments, boy.
Okay, listeners, just post what you really think about this conversation.
I don't think I can look at
WFMU.org. If you're listening in the future, you can read retroactively the comments in the past. Go to tectonic.fm, tectonic.fm, and find the May 15, 2023 episode with Matt Warwick. DJ Matt Warwick, it has been an honor and a pleasure, as always. I'm serious. Thank you very much.
Thank you for having me on.
And I will be listening with interest to Garbage Time tomorrow, like I do every Tuesday, from 9 a.m. to 12 noon Eastern, right here on WFMU. Have a great evening. And I have a... I have a little peace offering for you.
What?
Can you catch?
Yeah, catch. I can catch.
I made some banana bread right before the show. And so that's your
banana.
I brought some for you because I feel bad having soundboard Olivia.
No. Listen, you can do whatever you want. If at the end I get free food, it comes down to the whole episode was about this.
All right, well, take a bite and tell me what you think. Friends, you've been listening to the greatest radio station in the world, WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org. Until next time, friends, you know what to do. Avoid Apple, abandon Amazon, forget Facebook, and whatever you do, get off Google. I want you to stay tuned for the great Dave Mandel and It's Complicated coming right up in a minute and a half. And thanks. Thank you very much to DJ Monica for recommending this track by Yes And. It's called Centered Shell. And Matt, last word, what do you think about the banana bread?
Delicious.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, my God. Did you make this?
Have a great week, everybody.
And that's the way we start it. Good evening. Welcome to another episode of It's Complicated. I am the host, Dave Mandel. I'm here every Monday between the hours of 7 and 8. And this show brings you a glorious hour of prog and prog-adjacent music. And I'm really sorry that Mark Hurst had that beautiful, placid track playing and I barged in with that noise from Yes. But that's what we start the show with every week, so it's out of my hands. I'm going to start tonight's show with a track from a group called Brain Ticket. They were hard to pin down a specific country. They were kind of a multinational group. The leader of the band was Belgian, and I think the band went through various incarnations, and he was the regular, the static, the only non-changing member of the group was a guy named Joel van Drochenbroek from Belgium, as I said. And we're going to hear a track from a 1971 album called Psychonaut, not to be confused with the Black Sabbath song. What was that called? It's my favorite Black Sabbath song, and I'm forgetting the name of it. Something Not, oh God, from Black Sabbath Volume 4. We're not going to hear that. We may hear that at some point, but we're going to hear, again, Brain Ticket, track from 1971 LP, Psychonaut, and this is what it sounds like.
the dark, of course that light, brighter, brighter. I've come a long way, lived to the city. Again, leave the dark. Now you go towards the light.